sound wave with your hosts, John DeLuna, Brian Kilby, XV, Lady Rick, Dweebum, with Rob Springer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to New Soundwave episode number 77, the PSN Meltdown. I am your sit-in host, Peter, a.k.k. Breebum, along with Rob Springer, XV, Chris Triplett, and Brian, are you there?
Yes,
or are you
I'm here, producing.
Okay. Floating in space like this. Right there.
I haven't seen you all night on Skype, so I don't know if you're actually there or not there. So
I'm here.
You're very nebulous, Brian.
Yes.
You're kind of just a floating question. I'm not too sure what's going on. So guys, Nintendo pulled something out of their back pocket this week and said, hey, we're getting rid of the Wii and we're going to come out with something very competitive. But Sony got jealous, so
they shut down PSN.
Yeah, so the best way Sony can compete with Nintendo is to expose 77 million users worth of personal data.
Right. So
what's the Xbox going to do? Like, give us free Xboxes or something?
So what Xbox is going to do is, what they're going to say is, not PSN. And then people would just be like, oh my God!
I've lost my Xbox Live account now. It's like on my hard drive or other hard drive or something. It sucks.
Thing is, with the Wii thing, where Nintendo's like, why is this news? You knew we were going to cancel it once we break out a new system.
Yeah.
Right.
But I guess
when the system comes out, we're not selling the old one anymore.
Right. I guess a lot of people are just surprised by that because.
You mean you're going to stop selling the thing you're no longer going to make games for?
Year? They're just now stopping the process of making DS Lites. They'll keep selling. Mm. Just wait.
Yeah. It's not gonna be,
it'll overlap. Yeah.
It'll be the Wii Lite or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, late 2012 when this new successor comes out and the Wii gets shut off. There's going to be an overlapping. I mean, yeah, GameCube still lingered for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. It probably won't. The Wii probably won't linger like the PlayStation 2, but it'll linger for a while.
Yeah. Nintendo's good about it. I think the Nintendo and Super Nintendo's the only ones they've really held on to when the new one came out.
Okay, well, I guess we should run the meltdown of the PlayStation Network and say that and start off by saying that the PlayStation Network, according as Sony has announced, that was yesterday, it has gone down indefinitely.
Oh God!
They are looking to hopefully bring back some functionality sometime next week.
Maybe,
possibly, hopefully. I don't know. I don't know if you know based on what's going on. So, between April 17th and April 19th, Sony discovered that they were hacked. Some information was compromised, including if you're a PlayStation Network user, all 77 million of them have been accessed in one point or another.
Oh wait, I'm a PSN member. Crap, I just realized that.
Yes, Brian, yeah. And so am I.
So, if you by any chance have a PSN or a Curiosity ID, which is Curiosity is Sony's streaming service for music, TV, yada yada. You should go and change your password.
I don't remember my password.
There's no credit card on mine's account. It's okay. Yeah.
There is on mine. Yeah. Oh crap!
But if you use that ID name for anything like email or any other social networking or any other website, change that password right now. Because if not, somebody is going to get a hold of that. So Sony has claimed that has been compromised is your name, full shipping address, your billing address, your country, your email address, your birth date, your PSN/curiosity code, your PSN/curiosity password, and your security question and answer.
And if you're ticklish.
And if you're ticklish, and if...
and your DNA.
And how much you like balls. So what they're doing is they say they have cleared up that their credit card table was encrypted. So for right now, Sony is not they're not saying that their credit card has been compromised. Everything else has been, except for your credit card information. So I don't know. I mean, that makes it a little better, but I don't know how much better that makes it.
It doesn't make me very comfortable, and I don't even have an account.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So they say that they are right now completely rebuilding it from the ground up and moving it to a more secure location on the network.
The moon?
And a data center. So I don't know how physically moving this thing is going to make it any better, unless somebody actually went in there and hacked into it physically. They may have.
The only thing it physically could do to it is unhook it from the wall. I mean, yeah, that's the only way they could.
Or hit it with a hammer. I've always wanted to do that.
That might be the problem. Someone might have just walked up and unplugged it, and they've not noticed it yet. They're like, I don't know, man. All the lights are on the surge protector.
What happened was one guy tried to say, I'm going to steal what's inside, and then they broke it open and said, there's nothing inside.
There's just and a thumb drive.
Like, oh, no, they opened it. It's compromised.
There's just a random thumb drive sticking out of it.
Yeah.
Ironically, to check it, I have to download a system update again.
While they said that Sony has said that they did not, they didn't give an explicit reason of how they got in or what happened, but it could be the potential that there's a custom firmware called Rebug that was able to exploit the back end of the PlayStation Network. Yeah, exactly, the back end.
Exploited your mom's back end.
Oh, God.
So they were able to somehow get in there and just there. Exploit the sucker. So that could have been told what that happened? They were able to exploit. Nobody exactly knows why until Sony says something. XV actually provided us some really good security tips. If you haven't already, make sure you change your password. And then once you've done that, also buy an Xbox 360 and never go back.
Yeah, well, hopefully the Gawker security breach that happened a couple months ago, if you were affected by that or read about that, you know, you already know don't use the same password everywhere. Yeah. Or,
you know, don't use ABC123, you know, things like that. You know, so use something.
What?
Yeah. Change your
password. Brian, we got to change all the passwords now.
You know, up until recently, it wasn't much better than that, honestly.
Yeah.
XV knows.
Password. Yes. All caps.
Yeah, password with fives instead of S's and a zero instead of an O.
Yeah, I have very strong passwords now. Very, it would like literally take, I think, 150 years to crack. So
it's like a 15-character.
I've generated random passwords to give people temporary FTP access to my server, and I always choose at least 32-character generation.
Yeah.
Because that's just how I roll.
Hey, Rob, if you could try refreshing your video.
Can I?
Yeah.
How do I do that?
Turn it off and turn it back on.
So
gotcha.
Just like a TV.
Hey!
Hey, look.
Do anything? What's that? The green light went on and off.
There you go, better.
$5 yeah. Better than free, because you will not be compromised. So there's been a bit of a fallout in terms of Sony's PlayStation Network failure.
And it's only the next day. Just imagine what will happen by next week.
Exactly. Yeah. So this 36-year-old Alabama resident, Christopher Johns, is the head guy of a federal class action lawsuit against Sony. And they accuse them of a failure to maintain adequate computer data security of consumer personal data and financial data, and the failure of reasonably protecting, encrypting, and securing the private and sensitive data of its users. The co-counsel of the law firm put a zinger in there and said, apparently, you know, Sony's breach is truly staggering, and that they pretty much did not care about their about their users. So
what I heard was that the personal data that was compromised was actually available on the developer network in unencrypted text files that anybody could get into.
All right, so even better.
I call that a failure to protect personal data.
I call that a failure.
Now it's want me to update the firmware again.
Do it.
Sony!
Don't do it. What's his
name? You know what else, Rob? You know what else, Rob? This is going to really cut into their making software also.
Eventually, they're going to have to make something for these damn things, aren't they?
So, Rob, if that firmware says, in order for us to continue, enter your social security number, don't do it.
Well, it's going to be a joke trying to put that in this system they got. Hey, instead of an on-screen keyboard, let's do the cell phone method. XXX. Fuck it. I'm not using Yahoo.
So even more, the breach could cost Sony $24 billion. That's, that's not even counting the class action lawsuit I just mentioned, and the UK's Information Commissioner's Office is also looking into Sony's failure to protect consumer data and may hit it with a £500 million fine.
Wow.
A lot of money, a lot of stuff going on. But some fun stuff is going on. That PlayStation is Sony is rebuilding their network from the ground up. Before they launch it, they will provide new development kits to their developers, so it will have a bit more security, hopefully.
It's really kind of sad that this happened now, because there's like a lot of big games that came out last week, and nobody can play them or do anything with them. I mean, you can't even play some games because it requires you to connect to the internet just to play them, even offline.
Yeah, so the huge issue is, you know, it went from people thinking originally that it had to do with Amazon's cloud computing servers, which also went down last week for two or three days. But it turns out it was not true, because they got destroyed by some guy stealing their information.
The thing that gets me about this is that Sony found out between the 17th and the 19th that this data had been compromised, and they waited almost a full week to actually tell anyone about it.
So their excuse was, we need to find out exactly what was leaked before we tell you, which is understandable, but
not so much.
But when it's like your username and your email, then that's fine. But when there's like, oh, so they got your address, potentially your credit card. No need to think about a week later.
If there's any question that credit card data has been compromised, any question, you need to let people know pretty quick, I would think.
Yeah. And even, you know, what was it, two or three weeks ago, right, that one company somehow, you know, got compromised, and that was just the person's email address.
Yeah.
And that was huge. I mean, I got emails days from other companies who were using that service that,
yeah, so did I.
Just be careful, you know? But
right.
This is Sony's like, oh, yeah, you know, no big deal. We only got your billing information. I mean, who doesn't have that, you know?
Yeah, and I think the only reason, I have no facts to back it up, but I think the only reason PlayStation Network went down in the first place was because the firmware exploit they were using let people pirate PSN content, stuff you normally have to pay for, because the developer network has no security, no verification of any kind. You can put in completely junk credit card numbers, and you get to download whatever you want. I think that's why they shut it down. It's not because of the user data thing.
Right, but then it just turns out, oh, look at that, surprise.
Yeah, it just kind of came along for the ride.
Yeah, you know, oh, what a surprise. Oh, thanks for coming. So I guess we can continue, unless you guys have something to add about PlayStation Meltdown. We can continue on to potentially happier news about the 2012 successor of the Nintendo Wii.
Wow. Before we do that, Rob, can you take your microphone away from your nose a little bit?
Don't put your mouth
in.
Oh, God,
he's going to eat it now.
There you go.
For those listening at home, Rob just put the microphone in his mouth and belched.
Wait, hang on. Let me air out my headphones real quick.
So
yeah, Rob, I missed that. Thank you.
So I got to update this thing to see exactly what.
Don't put in your social security number. Don't do it.
Well,
if it's asking
the battery's too low to do something that it should be able to do off a cord. This is a
way.
If it's asking for a 9-digit PIN, don't do it. Rob,
I don't put it in anyway. I can maybe put the Konami code in, but that's about it.
Okay, so
enough of the updates. Sony, I bought this thing in 2005. It should just work by now. Really? Christ.
So the Nintendo, during their disappointing earnings announcement this year, about their first quarter, it was pretty terrible. I think we can get to that. No, actually, let's get to it now. It fell 66%.
Ow.
The fiscal year. Although, you know, they kind of said, hey, look, we lost a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
We had $2.13 billion. You know, we wanted a certain amount, but we only got, you know, $946 million or something like that. You know, not a lot.
Only that much.
It only went down a little bit. But, you know, they gave they give you a really big tidbit to
stop. We'll have to settle for 10 brand new cars instead of 11 this year.
Right, exactly. And in order to get you distracted from that, they said, hey, guess what? The Wii is going away. We're going to debut a new one at E3, which is happening June 7th through 9th. And it will be playable, which means this has been going on for quite a while now. The Nintendo president, Satoru Iwata, says that it will be after April 2012, at least. And there have been rumors saying that it will be in time for the holidays, which is not surprising.
Yeah, what I read was that April 2012 would potentially be the Japanese release date, and it would be closer to the holidays for North America and probably Europe.
That'd be terrible.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
What are you talking about?
So this news is only really useful in another year, and we're like, what you gonna buy for your Wii? Nothing.
Yeah.
I don't really...
I think that's what we're buying for our Wiis already.
Yeah.
Nothing.
So hey, are they going to pull the whole Legend of Zelda thing? Zelda doesn't come out for the Wii. They wait, and it comes out for what I'm right now calling the Super Wii. I hope that's the real name.
The Super Wii.
Well, they finally released it on the
Wii.
The Wii
64?
They released a left-handed version on the Wii and a right-handed version on the Super Wii.
Right.
Awesome.
So they can both do Wii.
Yeah, I what's the point of the new Wii? I mean the new system. People buy Nintendo hardware for Nintendo software, but you know the Wii hasn't really given us a lot of great Nintendo games, sadly.
So the issue that Nintendo has been having as of forever, third party support has been rather abysmal.
There's a lot of there's decent third party support on the Wii.
Hey, NBA Jam's awesome.
Well, okay, but how well has it been selling?
It's few and far between, though. I think
not good at all. It got to the point where, Activision, right, made the new NBA Jam. I think, right?
EA.
So they said, hey, this NBA Jam is going to be exclusive to Nintendo.
2 weeks later, it was on the Xbox and the PS.
Yeah, it was on, and it was. And it had even more features. You know, it had online play, which is as much as you can debate. I mean, we've had that conversation a couple weeks ago about, you know, what we want in our next-gen hardware. But what we have on the current gen that Nintendo doesn't have is a robust online component. Well, except for PlayStation, which is now down. Get that fat for you. So Nintendo has lost, a lot of ground in the third-party support. A lot of the games that are critically acclaimed third-party games are just not selling. Like Mad World, No More Heroes. Those are critically acclaimed games. Nobody buys them.
Cybertron Adventure.
Yeah.
That was probably... I read somewhere that was the highest-rated Nintendo Wii game of 2010.
Really?
Absolutely not.
But, I mean, they're releasing the system. It's not a next-gen console. It's really current-gen console.
Okay, so, right. So it runs, it will be comparable to the PlayStation and Xbox. The GPU will be a little better, will be more powerful than the PlayStation 3. It'll have, 512 RAM, which is about the same as the 360. But... Maybe Brian, Rob, or Chris, you can help me out with this. It supports 4.1 shader support, according to certain rumors. And I'm not too sure how that's better than 3.0 shader support.
Because it's 1.1 more.
Well, the real question is, what is shader support in layman's terms? Yeah. Is really what I'm asking.
You know, usually I can nerd out about things like this. But as far as like what that versioning of shader support is, or even what shader support is as a technology, I honestly
all I care about is this like 128 bit? Is it
the data?
596 bit? Yeah. Come on.
I mean, that's what really matters.
It's probably 64 bit. I would hope. Probably you don't need any more than that. Really, it'd be fine if it was 32-bit, but 64-bit's probably what it is, if I had to guess.
And the issue with the Wii is that it's also not HD. In the world of HD TVs and flat screens and yada yada, there's a rumor from IGN that it'll hit 1080. So that's pretty good, you know.
I think HD is definitely going to happen. They have to do that.
That's a compelling reason to upgrade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And $300 to $400 is a rumor that's been floating around.
Does it have a hard drive?
Most likely. Probably. Yeah.
Having a hard drive is a really compelling reason to upgrade. Having some sort of superior motion control.
You know what would be a good backwards compatibility and then like up-res your Wii games to basically run in HD would be awesome.
And there's no reason they couldn't do that.
In HD would be great.
If it's somehow an up conversion that is
It can run that because remember a while back like people were emulating like Super Mario Galaxy and it looked really good.
Yeah, there's no reason they couldn't do that.
Hopefully it won't be as big of a failure as the PlayStation up converting, but
honestly, I would really like to have something that could compete with say the PS3 or the 360 that runs Nintendo software. Because really, honest to God, hardware-wise, I think Uncharted 2 looks about as good as any game I ever really need to play. I mean, as far graphically speaking, I mean, what else? I mean, the paradigm has shifted from going from updating your graphics and sound to updating the way you interact with the game.
Yeah, experience. And that's a great segue, Brian, because the controller rumors are pretty amazing, and there have been multiple sources. Who knows? I always say, I always think that whenever they say, oh, these sources and this sources, it could be just one single guy giving these people the same information. Who knows? But apparently, the controller will have a massive 6.2-inch touchscreen, and it will be surrounded by, IGN says it will have dual analog sticks. Another source said it'll have a D-pad, LR bumpers, two triggers, and possibly, quote-unquote, possibly more. It'll have a front-facing camera and have motion controls built into it. So that sensor bar that you now have on top of your Wii or the bottom of it, of the TV, will no longer be necessary.
Okay, the future of consoles is the controller is $400, but the system is $20.
Right.
I don't know that I need a touch input. I mean, it seems like they're doing this to stave off the threat of, portable gaming. But I don't think portable gaming is... I see them as being two different things because most of the portable games out there aren't the kind of set down 2-hour, 3-hour experiences that console games are. I think this is a false dichotomy.
Let me run something by you guys. I saw when I was reading these rumors earlier this week, I thought about this. So the rumor is that it's a one touch. It's not a capacitive touch, which means there's no multi-touch. They say one touch. I'm not too sure. Nobody said if it's a resistive screen or capacitive screen. But I was thinking that because IGN says that it'll be able to stream game content from the console like a miniature television. They're not sure if it would be full games or mini games or apps. But I was thinking maybe it could work like a giant DS.
It would be great
actually,
if it was...
I could see how that would have its advantages. You could stream independent content to each controller for multiplayer games,
I would say more...
This makes sense because, I mean, this is basically what they were doing on GameCube and with the GBA connectivity. This is just basically
one game that
realizing that in a controller now.
I only see value in doing something like that, though, really, if you can play it independent of... sitting in front of your Wii 2, if you can play it on the bus or something like that,
or maybe you can take it with you and play Nintendo E shop.
Well, I mean, like
we had that. It was the Sega Dreamcast, and that didn't work out too
but
well.
No, right. they didn't take advantage of it. I had
only had an LCD.
I had the same conversation to get today. They didn't take advantage of it. They were too early on that. But I mean, playing role playing games, you know, every single role playing game, you have to go through the grind of earning points and earning gold and experience. If you could do that while being away from your console. That would be really valuable. That could really change the way that you play RPGs.
Well, you see, they could do that, though, with 3DS connectivity. Why not make something that transfers over to your 3DS?
You probably wouldn't have to buy another disc.
You're playing Pokemon on your Super Wii.
Wouldn't you have to buy another copy of the game or a DS version of the game?
Well, yeah, that's probably one of the things that they were talking about with NGP is that they were going to, in the future, have something where they transfer that stuff over with NGP, but I don't know.
Yeah, NGP sucks.
Yeah.
It's not even out yet, Brian.
Yeah, but it's a Sony product, and as we found out this week, Sony is bad.
Melting down. So
the theme of this whole week is, aren't you glad you're not Sony?
See, the thing is with making you use your 3DS or DS with the Wii 2 or Wii More or Big Ol' Wii is
Big Ol' Wii.
You have to have another DS, and every person has to have a DS. Well, here they get to offer, hey,
yeah,
right out of the box.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, it's all your Nintendos in one. You know, so it's the super Wii.
God, I'd hate to have to buy a second controller for this stupid
thing. It's the Ron Jeremy edition.
You're right, Chris. It'll probably cost like $250.
It'll be like the price of a Kinect or something insane like that.
Yeah, it probably will be up there because of the screen.
God, it's gonna be like the Virtual Boy. It's gonna be like buying a Virtual
Boy. Okay, what if they did something like this where the controller, it's not differentiated on the player. So instead of saying I have to have this controller, I have to have this controller. What if you pass the controller around, like you had to do like back in the day on certain games, like Super Mario Brothers? I mean, couldn't you pass the controller around? No, I guess you had to have two controllers, even though you couldn't play at the same time. But I mean, if they did a game where, you know, they designed the games around just having one controller, even in a multiplayer scenario, that would make
head to head kind of hard.
Call of Duty experience.
No. There are other inputs. There are going to be other. I mean, there'll be more than one controller type for the system, correct? What if you share this input, like for say a game like Jeopardy or something, where you each get a chance to enter the question, like for Final Jeopardy.
Well, the kids can't wait to play Jeopardy on their Super Wii.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Screw you, Triplet.
I'm sorry. I think I have to agree with Triplet here.
Yeah.
My life's in Jeopardy, babe.
So continuing with the 1080 thing, there's a rumor on Blu-ray.com that Nintendo will adopt the Blu-ray format, which makes sense. If it's going to be high def, you may as well go Blu-ray.
Or download.
What else is around, unless Sony decides to... Anyway.
Or compression.
If you're trying to be competitive with current consoles, you're going to need Blu-ray support anyway.
Right, right. Or the Mega DVD that Xbox is... that Microsoft is...
Well, yeah, but I mean, even if at some point in the future they're going to need...
Yeah,
the extra capacity.
Sometime in the future, we won't have
Betamax, and you'll be happy with it.
I hope we get the GameCube mini discs back. I need about 8 of those to play the Mario game.
That'd be great. That would be.
Yeah, remember when some PlayStation games came on several discs? Yeah.
They still do that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Do they?
You know, there are GameCube games,
and you can even play it.
Separate discs too.
Well, now there's games on Xbox which are on like two or three discs, but it's like one disc on a Blu-ray for the PS3 version. So yeah, we're kind of like back to that again.
Yeah, I mean, I had the Resident Evil remake for GameCube. That was a two discer.
Yeah,
game.
Yeah.
I want cartridges back.
So despite the Nintendo's foray into 3D with the Nintendo 3DS, no 3D. For the next one, according to Mr. Iwata, because 3D televisions, nobody wants them.
I mean, they haven't really caught on yet.
Yeah. So, but it seems there's a rumor that came out last week that we barely touched upon. Nintendo is apparently trying to give Rockstar a little of the heavy petting to see if they will help them get some stuff for their system.
Nice.
Hey, want to make the same game again? Yeah.
Speaking of
free, throwing some arbitrary F bombs. Yeah.
I can't wait to play Red Dead Redemption starring like Mario characters. That would be awesome.
That would be
the Dance Dance Revolution Mario mix.
Oh, you shoot little like, you know, like boos or something like that.
You can hunt Yoshis or something and skin them.
Grand Theft Auto 5, and one of the DLC wardrobe options is a Mario suit
or a yes.
Yeah. Make it happen.
No, Grand Theft Auto F-Zero Edition. Catch me now, coppers.
Actually, Rob, there's usually cheat codes for something like that.
So in Nintendo's report, in their earnings report, the DS has sold a lifetime through March 146.4 million units.
We got a winner.
Which equals a crap load of DSs.
Three.
Well, that's the DS, 3DS, and Wii combined, isn't it? The 146.
No,
I think that's before 3DS, isn't it?
That's three. That's 146.
I'm just reading what's in the show notes here, and I didn't put this one in.
Well, it's 146.4 for DS, 3.61 million for 3DS.
Okay.
86.01 for Wii, respectively.
Okay, then I just fail at reading comprehension, as you were.
We made money.
Meaning they made a boatload. I mean, the DS is obviously, you know, like DS, DS Lite, DS XL, DS Small, DS Big,
DS Out,
and 3DS. Nintendogs plus cats was their first millionth seller. I don't know if you guys would care about that.
Really?
And I don't care.
I'm not surprised.
I can kind of see it actually.
I never played it. Never played it once.
Well, not me either. But you got to remember, DS is more than just dorky games. It's, you know, it's a mainstream system, and that dog's game sold a buttload.
And you can play as cats now, so I mean that's got to be something.
They want to pet cats as well in 3D. And you know what? Those people love that game, so that's not surprising. Look, he's got the ball. No, you can hear me.
So hey Chris, how are you enjoying your? Did you buy the Prima Strategy Guide for your Mortal Kombat?
No.
Okay. Well, good, because you would have gotten screwed. Prima decided to stop printing their Mortal Kombat Strategy Guide. It has nothing to do with the fact that fans who bought it got really upset and started setting them on fire and
putting them
onto YouTube. No, exactly. Actually, what happens is they say it's because of economic reasons.
Turns out people just download these online.
Yeah, they just go to GameAQ.com.
One, the game has a move list if you press start. Two, there's a little website I go to called Game Facts. I think you've heard of it.
Right.
Why else would you need a strategy guide at this point?
Well, apparently, you know, that the Prima Strategy Guide has tweaking. They were has about moves and damage information, and apparently
particles.
And then apparently
it's gonna knock a fourth of your life bar off. That's all I know.
I don't know what NetherRealm was thinking, but they're like, hey, we're still tweaking it, but let's go to print on this, Prima. And they're like, yeah, okay, let's do it. Nobody knows why. Who knows? But Prima said that they will send corrected quick reference cards to people who purchase the guide.
Mm. Or you can just go on the internet and forget the whole thing.
Yeah. Yep.
What Prima needs to do, they need to get into the ad-driven business and have downloadable PDFs. Because
actually, yeah, I mean that would probably be a better way to go.
Nicer than the game fact, but really.
Well, I mean, a lot of companies nowadays are looking to remove the game brochure from the game and have you just go to a website and download it. Well, so that probably go to the way. I mean, why not? You know, I mean, why not let me just buy a digital copy an un-DRM digital copy that I can just take anywhere I want.
Just remember, the first level of the game alone is telling you how to play it.
Oh yeah,
usually yeah,
exactly.
Unless the first level of the game is actively trying to kill you, you know. I mean, that happens too.
Well, you know, it's like, hey, this is Halo 4. Do you think it plays like Halo 3? Yeah. Yes, I do.
So, I kind of wish JD was here to talk about this because South Korea
has... It's the same damn game.
Oh, for you guys that didn't know, Rob has been playing with the new kitty for a better part of the night, and he has been sedated because Rob is now...
And now the cat has just put its head in Rob's mouth.
Oh, my God.
Rob, I think you got that act backwards.
Okay.
South Korea, after the fact that many, you know, multiple people have died from playing video games. Uh-oh, cat strikes back.
Fine.
Due to the fact that people have been dying from sheer exhaustion playing MMOs or.
What is,
you know,
wrong with the South Koreans? Like,
I don't know. They're very excessive. Another interesting thing, foreigners like to just say, whenever they go to Korea, they just like to say TIK, which is, this is Korea. There's no explaining anything. There are certain things that you just can't explain, and you're like, it's Korea. It's kind of like...
This is Korea.
Crazy math skills or what?
Right. Or it's like, you know, it's kind of like Chinatown. Remember, at the end, it's like, just let it go. It's Chinatown.
This is Korea. It doesn't have the same sound as this is Sparta. I'm sorry.
Right.
Well, you know... You know, there's the thing, though. We look and say, man, what's wrong with those people? Then you stop and say, you give any MMO addict the chance to play their game for a living?
Yeah. You're...
Wah, wah.
So kids under 15 can no longer play video game online games from midnight till 6, but apparently they can still hunker down and play their non-PSN eligible Sony PlayStation 3.
How are they checking? Because the click if I'm over 18 never stopped me before. You know what I'm saying?
I believe that there will be a person who is set to patrol. So they're going to go into every house, and if they find a kid playing online, they're just going to beat him.
Oh, God.
Hey. Hey, what's that 8-year-old boy doing? What's that 8-year-old boy doing?
It's Korea.
He's looking at porn. Carry on.
Hey, nobody ever died of exhaustion from looking at porn.
Would that we know of?
Yeah, I knew somebody.
Well, nobody would admit to it anyway.
I used to be able to use this hand for more than this.
So, hey, Brian, if you and your wife, do you guys like to use the...
What are you asking about?
No, listen, it's video game related. So do you and your wife like to use the Kindle for... in various ways by yourselves and say, hey,
no,
you're
seriously,
doing...
what are you asking him?
I'm confused.
Okay, so
I can play
anyway,
Wii Animals with my Wii.
Microsoft has filed a patent where...
This has totally gone off the train tracks.
Oh, yeah.
I apologize. John DeLuna will be back next week. I'm banished.
Stop petting the...
You're doing a much better job than I did.
I don't know.
You're doing fine, Peter. Keep up.
Anyway, Microsoft has filed a patent application for a gesture profile, meaning that it's kind of like your custom profiles for your car, you know, seats or something. You can choose a specific way that you will be able to handle certain actions. There is an application. There's an example here. It says a user may prefer to use a check mark to indicate checked, while users may use an X. Others may use an X. So I
don't know what that means.
So what it is pretty much they'll have a... You can customize various Kinect movements. And so that'll be something fun for you guys to screw around with, I guess.
I don't think I've touched my Kinect in a while.
That's pretty sad.
You need more alone time, Brian.
Exactly.
I would spend it playing Mortal Kombat.
Oh, God, yes. We need to play some Mortal Kombat. Get your Xbox Live fixed.
Yeah.
Speaking of awesome. That, have you guys watched episode 3, The Legend of Johnny Cage Douchebaggery?
I have.
I did, yes.
Right.
I spent like $1,000 on that. Poor Johnny.
You know, they actually call him a former Power Ranger, but the actor was previously a masked rider.
Really?
Thank you for that information.
So is accurate. I haven't worked since Power Rangers.
And he, until now, he probably hasn't worked since Kamen Rider Dragon Knight either.
Who wants curly fries? Nope, they just called me. Screw this job. God.
So
I just really like that he's basically trying to be the dog, the bounty hunter of the Mortal Kombat. That's kind of funny.
I just like. Just unfortunately, just decides to be a douchebag and just kick the crap out of the one guy who stole his crappy DVDs. This is exactly what you guys wanted from me.
Oh, he got he gave the nut punch to the dude that was stealing the DVDs.
Well, the guy did have three petty thefts.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
He deserves that nut punch.
He got caged.
I like how it's like he's taking the time to kick all these dudes' asses at the end for because he's so pissed off. And with the other guy who really needed his ass kicked since the beginning of the episode, he's letting him just cell phone video it all.
Yeah. Yeah, where was like the ripping his arm off still holding the cell phone? I mean,
no, the other guy was at least like, yeah, the other guy who he beat up was at least like, hey, see what you can do and maybe I can work you in somewhere. This guy's like, no, you suck. He's okay. I'm not willing to feed him up. Now where's the snack cart guy?
So after episode 3 of Johnny Cage Douchebagger, do you guys continue to have hopes for the series or what?
I hope
I
it
have
continues.
No hopes for it, but I will keep watching it.
I hope it continues on the track it's on. That's what I hope.
I think he said next week it's like Katana Melina. I can't even think about what's going to happen with that.
There's gonna be the Katana was they're gonna have.
It's my sister.
What is a good sister and the other one's like on drugs or something? I don't know what's gonna happen.
No, one's on really dangerous drugs and the other one's on not so dangerous drugs and they get in a fight and next thing you know they're like beating the crap out of some hobo and Shang Tsung stops everything and blood just floating in the air and he's like, I've been looking for you too. I got this video has been the armless cop and Jerry Ryan.
I foresee a lot of wires.
When
they throw things, like it's just gonna be spinning, and you're gonna see the wire just spinning it around, and some guy going, "I'm trying."
I look forward to working in Liu Kang's bicycle kick and trying their best to make that look gritty. God, I'm so pissed.
This was the first episode of this I actually watched. I was surprised by like the production values and how sharply they contrast to like, you know, the scope of actors they actually recruited for it.
Yeah, it's quite impressive that they actually go outside.
they ran out of that one warehouse they rented. It's like the people who run that storage unit place is really pissed off. We did not know you were doing that in there. Get out. Shit, we're going to film now. My backyard?
All right, well, you guys got anything else before we end this meltdown?
I got a duty.
So what is how is Microsoft going to capitalize on the PlayStation Network meltdown?
Now, actually, I think they did do something where they let Silver members play online, like this past weekend.
That's nothing new, though.
Do that from time to time.
Yeah, they do that from time to time.
But I think, like, the timing was kind of perfect this time. I'd say they got a lot of people with that one.
Unfortunately, they need the news...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Rob.
What they need to do is similar to what SunTrust Banks did to Wachovia. You know, when Wachovia changed all the... Wells Fargo changed all Wachovia Bank's names to Wells Fargo, and it kind of caused a little hiccup there for a few months in the fall. SunTrust was buying billboards next as close to the Wachovia as possible, saying, we're still SunTrust. And that's what Xbox needs to do, is buy ad space in Sony magazines and say, ours works.
Yeah. Or say, aren't you glad you pay for us?
Yeah. $5 better than free. This is the one time $5 a month is better than free.
$5 a month is better than having all of your personal information broadcast all over the world.
Yeah. $5, it's more like 10 now.
It was 4, now it's 5.
It doesn't even need to be smarky, just the Xbox Live app, you know, advert, and they just put in the text, safe and secure.
Yeah. God, Xbox what really Live sucks, is still live.
What really sucks is if you were a PlayStation Plus subscriber, because, you know, they've now got that subscription service to PlayStation Network. Now there are people that are paying for it, and this happened.
Right.
Ouch.
I think didn't they? Yeah. Oh no, that was the rewards that they stopped, not their plus.
Yeah. The plus is you get like bonus content or something. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, you get like a T-shirt for your.
Like maybe an actual game eventually.
I mean, you get like. As soon as they make one, Rob. They're like, here, you get your email address back.
I mean, nice. We produce
that's
content.
A great reward now. Your reward is we promise that you still live in your house.
Wonderful. There,
we got new content in form of another firmware update.
Oh.
Right, exactly.
We have this team of firmware makers making it round the clock so you guys have new content every single time you want to play something. Even if you only got 10 minutes. Even if you only got 10 minutes. First thing, power button.
Well, very good, you guys. Thanks for thank you for your valuable input as always. So I think this does it for New Soundwave episode 77. Your regular host Johnny D will be back next week, and I'll
on the backup drug freeze. So put the crack up.
So for Rob Springer, XV, Chris Triplett, Mr. Brian Kilby somewhere floating around there,
and Sony America.
Thanks for listening.
Why is he floating in space like this?
He's being very dumb. He's just floating around today. But, thanks for listening, you guys, and we will be back right here around
usual time.
9:30? Yeah, whenever RFC decides to end. Oh, new time for RFC, guys. 8:30 Eastern. We're always live at 8:30. Don't forget to check out XV Superhero Time. Fanboy Versus. Outside of Cage is kind of like, coming here and there, right? They're doing this and doing that, right?
Yep.
They're kind of doing its thing. And then, once in a while, if Brian ever decides to do it, RFC Throwback. So, and then maybe get the skinny and some other stuff coming. But,
and don't forget to check out Madea's Big Happy Family in theaters now.
Yeah.
When is the video game adaptation of a Madea movie coming? I would.
It's too bad that the Madea movies weren't out when the Sega CD was out, because I would have said that would have been on the Sega CD.
It probably would have been until then. It would have been a Mad Dog McCree game just with
Madea
puts on top of all the Cowboys.
You'd have to put the right selections, and when you did the right thing, it'd be like you'd load for 10 minutes. Hallelujah. And then, back to loading.
All right, guys.
Here's the guy from the Pains. Ah!
All right, well, thanks to Rob and his kitty, Brian, XV, Chris Triplett. We will see you guys next week.
See ya.
This has been New Soundwave. With your hosts, John DeLuna, Brian Kilby, XV, Lady Rick, Dweebum, with Rob Springer. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Check out all our videos at tfvideo.net. Like the podcast? Tell your friends. New Soundwave is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.